Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord detests the use of dishonest scales, but he delights in accurate weights. Pride leads to disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. Honesty guides good people. Dishonesty destroys treacherous people. Riches won't help on the day of judgment, but right living can save you from death. The godly are directed by honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. When the wicked die, their hopes die with them, for they rely on their own feeble strength. The godly are rescued from trouble, and it falls on the wicked instead. With their words, the godless destroy their friends, but knowledge will rescue the righteous. The whole city celebrates when the godly succeed. They shout for joy when the wicked die. Upright citizens are good for a city and make it prosper, but the talk of the wicked tears it apart. It is foolish to belittle one's neighbor. A sensible person keeps quiet. A gossip goes around telling secrets, but those who are trustworthy can keep a confidence. Without wise leadership, a nation falls. There is safety in having many advisors. There's danger in putting up security for a stranger's debt. It's safer not to guarantee another person's debt. A gracious woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Your kindness will reward you, but your cruelty will destroy you. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Godly people find life, evil people find death. The Lord detests people with crooked hearts, but he delights in those with integrity. Evil people will surely be punished, but the children of the godly will go free. A beautiful woman who lacks discretion is like a gold ring in a pig's snout. The godly can look forward to a reward, while the wicked can expect only judgment. Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything. The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. People curse those who hoard their grain, but they bless the one who sells in time of need. If you search for good, you will find favor. But if you search for evil, it will find you. Trust in your money and down you go. But the godly flourish like leaves in spring. Those who bring trouble on their families inherit the wind. The fool will be a servant to the wise. The seeds of good deeds become a tree of life. A wise person wins friends. If the righteous are rewarded here on earth, what will happen to wicked sinners? Once again, that was Proverbs chapter 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. How we make money matters. How we spend money matters. The Lord hates dishonest gain, like as we just read in verses 1, 3, and 18, and riches won't help on the day of judgment, as it's written in verse 4. Godless people hurt others with their words, referenced in verse 9 and verses 11 through 13, perhaps because they value money more than people. Respect is more important than wealth, as it says in verse 16. The godly are generous, from verses 24 through 26, but they do not back the foolish debt of others, as it is found in verse 15. The godly have money, it says this in verses 23 through 25, but they do not trust in their wealth, as it is also written in verse 28. They trust in the Lord, live a good life looking back in verses 6 and 30. And bless everyone around them, as we review what we read in verses 10, 14, 27, and 30 as well. Those who live for money have empty lives, because what they love most cannot truly love them in return. Proverbs is a book that challenges us to make choices. Most of the time we don't even realize the choices we have made with our possessions. This chapter challenges us to reevaluate our choices and grow into greater generosity, following Jesus our Lord. Jesus taught and lived the way of sacrificial giving, simplicity, trust, and contentment. Christians believe Christ was perfect and lived the perfect life, but we have a hard time imitating his example in finances. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How are you doing with money in each of the areas mentioned? How can you be more aware of how you are making and spending money? How are money and faith connected for you? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.